parsha Mikra Bikurim is next week's parsha. It's Parshas Kisavai. The Torah says that there's a mitzvah to bring your Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. V'lokachta meireches kol priya adom ashatovi meyartzecha. Psukim that we recited in today's daf. And then when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, v'lokach ha-koyen ha-tene miyodecha, the koyen takes the basket of fruit from your hand, v'hinichoy lefnei mizbach Hashem Elokecha, and he puts it in front of the mizbeach. V'onisa v'yomarta lefnei Hashem Elokecha, and then you're supposed to recite the following. The Mikra Bikurim. Arami oivedovi. Vayered mitzraimo. Vayogar sham bimsein ma'at. Vayehi sham lugoy godol otzum varav. Vayoreo oisanu hamitzrim vaye anunu. Vayitno aleinu avoidakosha. Vanitzak el Hashem alike aviseinu. Vayishma Hashem es koileinu. Vayares onyeinu. Vesamoleinu. Veslachatzeinu. Vat yitzienu Hashem in mitzraim. Biot chazoka uvizroya natuya. Uvamoyer godol. Uva oisois uvamoisim. Vayivienu alamokam azeh. Vayitain lono as oritz azois. Eretz Zobas Chol Uvedvash V'ato now. Right? Here's the punchline. Hine Hevesias Reishis Priya Adom Hashem Nosato Li Hashem V'hinachtoi Lefnei Hashem Alekecha V'shtavisoi Lefnei Hashem Alekecha. This is the Parsha Mikra Bikurim. If these psukim sound familiar, it's because we say them at the Seder. This is all part and parcel of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. And really, it's those psukim that are the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim. But how does it begin? V'anisa v'yomarta lefnei Hashem Elokecha arami oived avi. So what do those words mean? Arami oived avi. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says as follows. Arami oived avi lovon bikesh laker es hakoil kisherodaf achar Yaakov. The Arami is referring to lovon ha-arami. Lovon lived in Aram, thus he was known as an Arami. And he was oived avi. He was bikesh laker es hakoil. When kisheradav achar Yaakov, when he chased after Yaakov, he wanted to kill Yaakov. Ubishvil shechashav lasois, and being that he had a machshava ra to kill Yaakov, chishev loy hamakim keilu asa, we consider it as if he really did it. And the reason is because shabu umaisa oylam chayshalam hakadosh baruch hu machshava ra kemaisa. Even though by yidim machshava toiv hakadosh baruch hu mitzarif lemaisa, machshava ra not midu toiv is meruba. But when it comes to the rishon, that's not the way it is. When it comes to the rishon, even machshava ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzaref L'maisa. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Arami Oved Avi? It's referring to Lavan, who was Oved Avi. Literally, he destroyed our Zayda. Which Zayda? Yaakov Avinu. Now Rashi says, Lavan never really destroyed Yaakov, but he wanted to. When? Kisheradav Acha Yaakov. When he was chasing after Yaakov, he wanted to kill Yaakov. Machshav Ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzaref L'maisa. And it's for that reason, the Torah says, Arami Oved Avi. But that's the Pirush HaMilas. That's what we mean when we say these words, Arami Oved Avi. The truth is, the Makar Terashni is the Sifri, right here in Parshas Kisavai, and the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Now, we don't know who the author of the Haggadah Shel Pesach is. Kiyadu, it's one of the mysteries of Yiddishkeit. But at the same time, obviously, it comes from Kadmoinim, Yesh Eimim El Yohanavi. But the point is that it's Mefurish in the Haggadah. In the Haggadah, we say, Tzeu Lamad, Ma Bikesh Lovan Arami Lasis LeYaakov Avinu. Shapari LeGazer El Al Aschar, V'Lovan Bikesh Laker Es HaKoil, Shenemar Arami Oived Avi Vayered Mitzrayim Vayogar Sham Memsei Maot Vayisham LeGoy Godol Otzim V'ra. So Rashi's Pirish in the words Arami Oived Avi is Mefurish in Sifri. And it's mefurish in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. If you take a look at Eben Ezra in his pirush on the Torah, right here on this pasuk, Arami Oved Avi, he brings Rashi's pshat, which is really the pshat of Chazal, and he says it's a pella. And he says it's a pella for two reasons. Number one, in diktuk, Arami Oved Avi, Arami Mavid Avi, or Arami Ma'abed Avi. The Arami is Lavan. Avi is Yaakov. Lavan wanted to kill Yaakov. Or the Torah is going to phrase it as if Lavan actually killed Yaakov. But at the same time, it would be Arami, Lavan, Mavid, or Ma'abed Avi. Oived Avi, in the world of Diktuk, Luchura doesn't work. Milas Oived meha pa'olim she'enam yoitzen. V'ilu hoya Arami alavan hoya hakosuv oimer mavid oim ma'abed. So says Eben Ezra, in the world of diktok, the word should not be oived. It should be mavid or ma'abed, because the Arami is the one that is causing Avi to be this Aveda, which is not what the word oived seems to suggest. For Oid, says the Eben Ezra, I don't understand. Why in the world can you explain to me, please, are we talking about the fact that Lavan wanted to kill Yaakov? Ma inyan Lavan etzel bikurim, right? What shaychus? What does it have to do with anything? The truth is, the whole Arami Ovidavi is like the Hakdama. It's the prelude to tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're talking about how the Yidden started off in Mitzrayim, we were slaves, and then the Abishter brought us to Eretz Yisrael, and I have a garden, I have fruit, and no, here it is. I brought the fruit, and I gave it to the Kayanim, I put it next to the Mizbech. The fact that Arami was Oved Avi, what sheiches, what in the world, says Devin Ezra, does this have to do with anything? It's a pella, says Devin Ezra. And because of this, Devin Ezra says a pshat that's not Kefi the Messiah. Says Devin Ezra, I'm going to tell you what the Pshut HaShel Mikra in this pasuk is. The Arami of this pasuk is referring to Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu was an Arami. You know why? Because even though he wasn't from Aram, but he lived in Aram, spent a lot of time in Aram with his Shver, right? He spent a lot of time there, and his Shvager, with Pesuah and Lavan. He was there working for Rachel and for Leah. He spent a lot of time there. And because he spent a lot of time there, he was an Arami. At the very least, during that Kufa, he was an Arami. And when he was in Aram, he was Oved. He was lost. He was Toisi Kese Oved. He was a Faler and a Mensch. He was an Araman. He was Mamish subjected to slave labor. He's dealing with Lavan, who's Mamish, a complicated person, Shoin Emol. He's a disaster of a human being. And during that Kufa, he was an Oved. It says the Eben Ezra, I think Pashup Shad is Arami Oved Ovi, as if it would have said, Ovi Hoyo Arami Oved. Arami Oved Hoyo Ovi. The Sneda Yaakov Avinu was an Arami Oved. And the Eben Ezra says that if that's the Pshat, so then the Psukim have a little bit more of a punim. Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to build up, look at where we are and look at where we came from, right? We're Maschel Begnus, Umesayim Beshvach. Today we entered Eretz Yisrael and it's not Shaykh and have a business, I have a chef, I have pears, I have pomegranates, I have it's dates and figs. It's unbelievable what I have going on, right? I'm living the dream. But you know where I started from? My Elta Zay, there was once a slave, Arami Oved Hoya Ovi. And he eventually was a Mitzrayim, and they were slaves over there. Va'ato Hine Hevesi, and that's the buildup. That's the pshat. But says Devin Ezra, in Pshutai Shal Mikra, L'chura, I think that's Pasha Pshat. The emes is, if you look around in the Rishonim, Ala Torah, Rabbeinu Bechaya says verbatim what the Eben Ezra says. The Chizkuni says verbatim what the Eben Ezra says. And the Sfarna also says verbatim what the Eben Ezra says. I'll tell you something interesting. We spoke a lot about the Rashbam's Pirush al HaTorah. Oimek Pshutei Shal Mikra. If you take a look at the Rashbam in this pasuk, Arami Ovidavi, this is what the Rashbam says. Arami Ovidavi, Ovi Avram. It's amazing. Arami Hoy. The Zeda Avram was an Arami. He really was an Arami. He was born in Aram. And he was Oved. He was lost. V'goyla. He was in exile. Me'eretz Aram. K'dechsev, lech lecha me'artzecha. Pevishta told him, leave Aram. U'k'dechsev, v'yehi kasha hisu oisi alikimi beis avi. And that word of hisnu, and that word of Oved, loshen Oved v'toye echad hen. Ba'odam ha'goyla. It's a wanderer. K'dechsev, to'isi kese Oved. Pakesh avdecha. Tzoyin Ovedes hayu ami royeyo hisum. Kaloymar. Me'eretz nochriya bo'u aviseinu la'oretz hazois unison ha'kodesh baruch ulanu. So says the Rashbam, in Oymik Pshutai Shal Mikra, that's, I think, the most poshut. I don't even think Ovi is Yaakov. I think Ovi is going back to Avraham Avinu, the original Zayda. And he was an Arami. And he was an Ovid. He's a wandering person. Right? Avraham Avinu was settled in a land Aram. And then the Eibishter comes to him one day and he tells him, Lech Lecha, go wandering. El Oretz Asher Ereka. He didn't even tell him where to go. And he began to worry. He went to Eretz Kanan. Rabban says, because he thought that's where the Eibishter wanted him to go. But at the end of the day, he was a wanderer. So our beginnings, our Shroshim, the Zayda Avram, where does it all begin? It begins with a wanderer, with a nomad. That's mamish who our Zayda was. And now we're settled. We own Eretz Yisrael, which is mamish, the Eretz HaKadosh. And that's the buildup, says Rashbam. So he says, I'm Pshutei Shel Mikra, Al Derech to Eben Ezra, that it's not Lavan, because Oved sounds like it's going on Ovi. Otherwise, it would be Ma'avid. Otherwise, it would be Mavid. But at the same time, Ovi is not Yaakov, but rather Ovi is Avram. If you take a look at the Bechor Shar, one of the Bali Tosfos, in his Pirish Al HaTorah, he says word for word what the Rashbam says. But the point is, the Mesoira of Chazal is, and we say it in the Agadah Shal Pesach, Arami Oved Avi, Arami is Lavan or Arami, and he was Oyved Avi, he killed Yaakov. Even though he didn't kill him, Achshav Ra, Kadosh Baruch Hu Metzarfa L'Maisa, we consider it as if it happened. But if you look at the Mefarshei Achumish that go with the Derech of Pshutei Shal Mikra, Evin Ezra, Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Cheskuni, the Sephorna, the Rashbam and the Bechar Shar, to name six. They all say that's not the Pshat. But rather, it's Arami, Oved Avi. Avi is the Arami. Now, who is that Avi? So, Rav Rishonim hold it's Yaakov. The Rashbam says a Chiddush that I saw also in the Bechar Shar, that Avi is actually Avram Avinu. The emes is, this Rashbam answers a kasha that Tosfos asks right here on our daf. So, we mentioned that the Rashbam had a girsa in the Gemara. We didn't even have this girsa in the Gemara. The Rashbam had a girsa in the Gemara that got involved in whether or not a ger is maybe Bikurim, or whether he could read the parasha Bikurim or not. It says the word at Moscha twice. In our Gemara, it only says it once. But the Rashbam had a girsa that it says it twice, and Chag Lamute Ger. And there's a long Tosfos in our sugi that's very, very important in the sugyas of Bikurim. It's an often quoted Tosfos. We're going to get to it, hopefully, in some of the raid, because it's Negeis, some very Chakava raid. But the bottom line is that Tosfos starts off with the Rashbam's girsa. He said the Rashbam has a girsa, and there's a whole Tosfos on the girsa Sarashbam. We almost don't have this Tosfos because we don't have this girsa. But the Rashbam is girsa in the Gemara. We spoke it out when we went through the daf. But anyway, Tosfos over there is discussing a ger. Could a ger read the parasha Bikurim or not? And everyone knows this shmuz. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim. It's Bachlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim that it's not posh of him to be Mevi V'Kayra. Why? Because you keep on saying the land that the Eibishter gave to our Zaydis. The Ger can't say he gave it to the Zaydis. We could say it, but the Ger can't say it. The Ger Zaydis were different Zaydis, and as a result, they can't say Abayseinu. And Tosfos brings Kiyadua. What's the pshat? The teretz is because Avram Avinu is Av Hamoyin Goyim, and because Avram Avinu was Av Hamoyin Goyim, so he's considered the Tata. Right? Every Ger Tzedek is Ben Avram, and it's for that reason, because I'm afraid Taisa Kasha, and the Rabban asked this Kasha, and really all the Rishonim asked this Kasha. A Ger could say my Zeda because it means Avram, but what about Arami Oved Avi? Arami Oved Avi is Yaakov. So if Avrami Oved Avi is Yaakov, Freit Tais Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha on Ardaf. If Arami Oved Avi is Yaakov Avinu, so how could you say Arami Oved Avi? How could the Ger say that? You want to say Avi Seinu means Avram? Okay, you can make that work maybe. Even Avi Seinu is Rabbi, you can make that work. But Arami Oved Avi is Yochid, and it's for sure referring to Yaakov Avinu. So the Ramban says a very interesting Chiddush. The Ramban says that when Chazal said that Avram Avinu was Av HaMoyin Goyim, it wasn't just Avram. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they're all Av HaMoyin Goyim. As I say in Ramban right here, Bava Basur Pei Aleph Amad Aleph, tucked away, Ashenu Chumash Marim Makim. But this Rashbam, not Rashbam and Bava Basra, but this Rashbam Al HaTayr, it's Hafolding. This Rashbam Al HaTayr is the Teretz, because Aram Yehavid Avi is really Avram Avinu. It is Avram. So this Rashbam would be Marviach, a Toysos Kasha, something that the Rishonim really mutched with, and that is how could the Ger, according to anybody, read the Parashat Bikurim, how could you say Arami Oved Avi? You see the sensitivity that the Gemara has of Mechzik Keshikra when it comes to the Parashat Bikurim. So what about Arami Oved Avi? The Teretz is, yeah, in the Drosha, Arami Oved Avi is Yaakov, but in the Oymek Pshutei Shal Mikra, it's Avram. And if in the Oymek Pshutei Shal Mikra, it's really going to be Avram. So like this already, there's going to be an Eitzah. But what emerges is that really the Pshutei Shal Mikra and the Chazal are very not aligned. And if you look at the Rishonim, Ibn Ezra talks the most in this sugya, but the Rishonim are very, very bothered. Like, they're bothered. They don't understand. At the end of the day, this is a diktuk. It's grammar. Now, if you're not sensitive to grammar, okay, so it's a ha'ara. But if you're sensitive to grammar, it has no havana. Like, the Messiah, the Gepshat, seems to manish not stim with the basic rules and regulations of grammar. This is something that bothered the Ibn Ezra and clearly bothered the Rishonim very much. If you look at the Mizrahi, right here in his Pirushan Rashi, I'll read you one line from the Mizrahi. He says like this. He says that I know that Ibn Ezra was Shafach Soilela. He was very, very upset at this whole mahalach, this pasuk of Arami Oved Avi. He says, but you have to understand, Shechachamenu Zal, Hitiku Kein Al Pi Kabbaloson Ho Amitis, Ish Mi Piyish Ad Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem Mi Pi Agvura. She Arami Hu Lava, Vesha Oved Hu Yoitse. meaning in the world of diktok. Va'afal pisha kol hakal mizeh hasheresh hu oimed. Yesh pa'olim shayotzu v'yamdu. Va'afal pisha lo nimtza v'chol ha'mikro yoytze mizeh hasheresh. You can't, there's no camp in the entire Torah Shabiksav to oimed, meaning the way Chazal darshan, hinei kabalosam taspik loimash, zeh boyde, this is the one exception to the rule, and this is the way it is. But tzned the Mizrahi, the Pashtonim can say whatever they want to say. But at the end of the day, the Kabbalah of Chazal is emes ish mi piyish and Moshe Rabbeinu Allah Hashem end of conversation. Still tzorchiyin, but at the end of the day, very sharp. This is what the Mizrahi says. But I'll tell you a davar niflo that I found. And that is in the Ksava Kabbalah from Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg. So he brings this discussion, and then he says something that he found in one of the Svarim from Rab Wolf Heidenheimer. So who is Rab Wolf Heidenheimer? He requires a little bit of an introduction. So Rab Wolf Heidenheimer was a German rabbi. He was born in the year 1757. He passed away in the year 1832. He was a big guy. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef Steinhardt, the Baal Zichron Yosef, and others. But his area of expertise was in grammar. In diktok. Now, if you know, you know. V'hameivin yavin, what that world was all about. A lot of German rabbanim that were writing sfarim on diktok made a very, very big tumult, kiyadua. And Rav Wolf Heidenheimer was one of the leaders in that inyan. And he was somebody that was a tremendous baki in grammar. He was a tremendous baki in diktok. And he wrote many sfarim in this area. He's most famous for his machser. He wrote the Rodelheim Machser, which was a German Yekische Machser. It was printed for the first time, I mean, I think in the year 1800 or Mashu Kazeh. And this Machser was a Machser that he spent many, many years working on, where he gathered different Kisveyad and he figured out which are the right piyutim that we have in Messiah that you're supposed to say. And Adayim Azeh, this is a cornerstone Machser. It's very important. A lot of what we have today comes from this Machser. But either way, this Yid, Rav Wolf Heidenheim, was a big expert in these types of things, the sugi that we're learning. You read Arami Yavidavi this way, you read Arami Yavidavi that way. Now, what's interesting, the Heiligichsam Seufer quotes Rav Wolf Heidenheim in many, many places. If you look in the Ishim B'Tshuvas Chsam Seufer, they give you a list of all the places that the Chsam Seufer quoted him. He's quoted in Shailos Tshuvas Chsam Seufer Rechaim Simen Tes, in Shailos Tshuvas Chayshem Mishpat Simen Ayin Tes, in the Kovetz Tshuvas in Simen Memches. He quotes him in his Chedushim HaMasechtes Be'ah Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph, and he quotes him in Torah's Moshe and Parashas Bereishis Vayera Chayesara Toldois and Tetzava. One of the places that we just mentioned is in Chayshem Mishpat Simen Ayin Tes. That tshuva happens to be a very famous tshuva. The topic of the tshuva is Hasogas Gvul in Svarim. It's actually something that we've never done together as a chabura. But if you look at old Svarim, so in the Shar Blot, they used to say that no one has a right to print the Sefer for 10 years, 15 years, 25 years. There were a bunch of chishbainis because it was very expensive to print the Sefer. It was a major undertaking. And you wanted to make sure that whoever invested all this money was going to be able to get a return, pay back his chayvus that he needed from the sale of all these Svarim. So the world of Hasogas Gvul and Svarim is a very, very hot topic in that time. And the Chsam Sefer wrote a tshuva on this Indian. So I'm picking up in an excerpt. It's the very, very end of the tshuva. He says like this. Ukegoyin. Context is not important. Ukegoyin hachochom hasholem. Harav Wolf Heidenheimer sheyichya shenoydeli me'agoy machne levizal shekilo kamazmanim ba'agos hapiyutim uletargamon beloshen Ashkenaz. He said he spent a tremendous amount of time to be magia all the piyutim in the machzorim and to translate them into the language that people spoke at the time. To translate them into the proverbial English, but at the time it was Ashkenaz, it's Yiddish, it's German. V'ilmolehu, listen to this lashon from the Chsam Sofer, were it not for who, ha-piyutim kvar nishtaku. We would not have the piyutim. V'loy neimru b'doyrus halalu kiyudu, and nobody would be saying piyutim anymore. V'hu tarach v'kibetz kama svarim l'meyos, ha-nitzrochim l'zeh ha-esek. He gathered manuscripts. I was reading a little bit about his avoid and what he did. It was incredibly impressive. V'hoitzi momen rav, and he spent an enormous amount of money. V'hishkin svarav adayin ishachayiv, and as far as I know, is nachalza bal choyiv, kolzi kosavli agoyin analzal. This is what the Chassam Sofer writes a little. So you talk about a haskama, right? We're about to start with slichas and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. We're walking around with a machzor now for the next month. The Chassam Sofer says a loshen umolehu. Were it not for a Wolf Heidenheimer, kvar nishtaku, we all the piyuta would have been lost. We wouldn't have a v'choma minim on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe I don't know. And the son of toikev chves is punklich what he means. But the rodelheim machzor was something that made a roshim by the Chassam Sofer to say such a loshen over here in the Tshuva. This is the spitz haskama that anyone can pass. Brom zocher oisay shlatay. It's mamish what the Hilig Chassam Sofer. But either way, so the Ksav Kabbalah quotes Rav Wolf Heidenheim, who went through the sinyan a little bit, and he said that as much as the pashtonim are right, that in the world of dikta, not right in terms of what the right pshat is, but in terms of dikta, that arami oyved is yotze, and as a result, it has to be that the oyved is referring to avi, whether the avi is yaktiv, like Rav the Rishonim say, or whether the avi is Navram. But at the same time, he said that if you look carefully at the pasuk, there is a raya gedoyla to the pshat of Chazal in the pshutei shel mikra, and that is from the trap. Because what's the trap on the words Arami Oved Avi? Arami is a pashto. Oved Avi is a zokiv katan. Arami, stop, Oved Avi. As if to say, Arami was Oved Avi. If the way you're supposed to read the pasuk is that Avi was an Arami Oved, so then Arami and Oved would have had to have been together. And he says, really, Arami Oved would have been a Mapach Pashto. That's the way it would have been in the world of Diktok. It's a Pashto Zokev Kotoin, not a Mapach Pashto. And because it's Arami, stop, Oved Ovi, and not Arami Oved, stop, Ovi. So he says, in the Pshutei Shal Mikra, there's a Raya Gedoylo to the Mesoir of Chazal, and that is, that even though it's true, this word Oved is an anomaly. And the Mizrahi said, could be there's no other such example in the whole world. Who cares? I'm not going to spoil from that, but at the end of the day, this is the way it is. Oh, but the emphasis is one more kasha, and we're going to end with this. So the pshat that Rashi brings, which comes from the Sefri, which comes from the Haggadah Shal Pesach, is that Arami Oved Avi, Arami is Lavan, he was Oved Ami, he was Bikesh Laker Esakon. And Devin Ezra said, I have two kashas. My first kasha is the word Oved, the world of Diktok, all the Pashtonim, they can't understand how it works. And he said, besides, why are we even talking about this? Like, why are we having this conversation? Why is it important? Why is it necessary to the narrative that Lavan was Bikesh Laker Esakon? You're sitting by the Seder, you're bringing Bikurim. What shaykhis? What does it have to do with anything? Demis is another kasha. And this might be the biggest kasha of all. Where really do you find that Yaakov, that Lavan tried killing Yaakov? When did this happen? So Rashi says in Chumash, Kisharadav acha Yaakov. But when Lavan runs after Yaakov, you don't find anywhere that he tried to kill him. Now the emes is, there's one line where Lavan tells Yaakov, you should know, Yesh le'el yodi lasis imachem ra. If I want, I could hurt you. But number one, he never said he was going to do it. He said, you should know you're vulnerable. If I want, I'm a big tough guy. I could take you out right now, but Malach came to me and I'm not as tough as I look. But the bottom line is, he never said that he was going to do it. And besides, what does it mean when he said, Lasos imachem ra? Maybe it just meant he was going to take his family back. He was going to steal all the possessions. Arami Oved Avi, you wanted to kill him? Machshav Ra, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar Fala Maisa. It's literally as if he killed him. So the truth is, it's Yoduah the Drush, right? The Velt says that, where did you see that Lavan was Bikesh Laker Esakol? Because Avram Avinu made Eliezer a Shliach to be Mekadesh Rivka on behalf of Yitzchak. And the halach is, if somebody makes a shliach to be mekadesh and yishastam, who makes a shliach, so the halach is, he's also b'chol noshim shabayilam. Eliezer was a shliach, and they tried killing Eliezer, Lavan and Besuel, so Eliezer ended up dying, Yitzchak would have been also b'chol Isha Shavayim, and as a result, there would have been no Klal Yisrael. Dvarim Atikin, right? Adrushvat, they say it. B'shem, I think maybe I even heard B'shem Reb Chayim, the Kedusha Slavi, maybe. I don't remember. The guy, this is Siddur Azapsha. But I'll tell you a Dover Nifla, and we're going to end with this. And that is in the Haggadah Shal Pesach from the Vilna Gaon. So this is in the Haggadah Shal Pesach from the Gra. Says the Gaon. We say as follows. We say, V'hisha Amda La V'seinu v'lanu. Shaloi echo bilvad amad aleinu l'chaloiseinu. Elo shebechol doir v'doir oimdom aleinu l'chaloiseinu. V'akadosh baruch hu matzileinu miyadim. And then we continue. Tzeu l'mad ma bigech lovenu arami lasis le'yakob avinu shpar. L'gazor el alaschor v'lovin bigech l'akos l'chol shenem arami oivadavi. Zok de goyin. Tzeu l'mad pirish. Listen to this. Every word of this goyin is gold. Afal pisha ein onu margishim benisim asher hu oisetamit. What we're saying is that even though we don't always appreciate and feel and experience the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is performing with us, Afal Pikein, we know that Hu Oiseh Tamid Neflois Gedolos Levadei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always performing miracles. And you know what the raya to that is? V'tzei ulemad me'lovano arami. Listen to this. Kaloimar. Shebahashkofa rishoyna loinira harois asha asa lovan liyakov. I don't know, where do you find that Lavan tried killing Yaakov? No one even knows when this happened. And you know what the Torah is being megala with those words? That even though it's true, if you go through all the parashas in the Torah, you don't find it anywhere. But the Torah is being made that it happened. That Lavan wanted to kill Yaakov. He wanted to kill Yaakov. We didn't know about it because the Eibishter was making sure it was never going to come to fruition. You're not supposed to be able to find it. It's one of those hidden miracles. It's one of those miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs for people every single day without them even realizing it. That you go through life and there's miracle after miracle after miracle. You don't even chop. But there's miracles constantly happening. And that's what you see from those words that Rami Yoyved Avi. Because Faker, the cash is so good. Where did it ever happen? Does this guard the terrace? It never happened as far as we know. But the terrace be megala that it did happen. And that is the whole point. El al karchach, hu bikei shlaker es hakoel, v'akadosh baruch hu hipech letoivo, v'chein hu oise tomin nisim imanu af al pisha einanu margish. Says the guy, that's exactly what we're saying. We say, v'hi sha'om delav yiseinu v'lanu, shlo yecha bilvod amad aleinu l'chalo yiseinu, elo shebechol doi v'doir oimdom aleinu l'chalo yiseinu, v'akadosh baruch hu matzileinu. We say that in every generation there's always people that are trying to kill us. How do you make a tasty? There's some generations. Yeah, now there's definitely this Hamas and this Hezbollah, and then there was the Nazis, and then there were the yeah. Throughout the Doris, there's a list. Unfortunately, that's way too long. Oh, Bishop, the whole Doiva Doira. I'm the Malenu Lachalu Seinu. I don't know. The '50s, the '60s, the '80s, the '90s were decent times. What are you talking about? Says the Balagod. Let's say you're mad, my bikech shloban harami. You know what the raya is? The raya is the whole Doiva Doira. I'm the Malenu Lachalu Seinu. And even when you don't feel it and you don't see it and you're not margish it, but it's the truth. The Rai is Arami Oyvidavi. Because Kana Ben Shoyal, pun intended by that God, what are you talking about? Where was it Arami Oyvidavi? The Teretz is, it was. But we don't know about it. Exactly, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. The Torah is being made that even when you don't know about it, this is really happening. And says the Goyen, that's the point. We have to give Shvach V'Yidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even for the things that we don't experience. My hergish was, the parasha of Mikra Bikurim is the parasha of Akaras HaToiv. Rashi says, V'anisa V'amarta She'encha Kofui Toiv. That's the whole idea of this parasha. You're coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and you're going to be Makir Toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now you start. You know, you start the parish of Akaras HaToiv. You tell the Eibush like this: I want to be Makir Toiv. Thank you, Hashem. You gave me a field. I have pomegranates. I live in a land. I'm living in Eretz HaKodesh. It's not Shaykh, living the dream. And I want to be Makir Toiv for all the good that I have. But before I'm Makir Toiv for that, you know what I tell the Eibush? I understand that there's so much good that I don't even chap. There's so many things that could have gone wrong that don't go wrong that I have to be Makir Toiv for. So how do you start the parasha of Bikurim? Arami Oyvidavi. That's how you start. You start off that I know the Torah said Arami Oyvidavi, and we don't even know where in the Torah it happened. But the Torah says with those words Arami Oyvidavi, what we were told was Sei Ulamad. What's the lesson? That every single day of our life, every moment of our life, we have to be Makir Toiv for all the things that we don't even chap, for all these things that we don't even appreciate. And that is this lesson. That's the idea of starting the parish of Akaras HaToiv or Arami Oyvidavi. You know, the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, when he talks about the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, he says, V'hu sheyidroish me'arami oyvidavi ad sheyigmar kol ha'parasha. V'chol ha'moysef u'marich bedrash parasha zu ha'reza meshuvach. Arami Oyvidavi. These are the words that go down as the psicha, the hascha. What's the parish of Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's the parish of Akaras HaToiv? It's Arami Oyvidavi. Because that's where Akaras HaToiv starts. When you get up to be Makir Toiv, to give Shvach V'Yidavi, Don't just be makir toiv and give shvach toidah for the things that you know. It's not just for the nigloy slano, but it's on the stars too you have to be makir toiv for. And that's what we do in Arami Yovidavi. The parish of Mikra Bikurim starts. Why are we talking about Arami Yovidavi? Oh, there's nice pshatim, but could be there's an oimik over here. I'm coming to be makir toiv. I'm mentioning Arami Yovidavi. Arami Yovidavi is a reminder. I have to be makir toiv for everything. Not only what I know, but all the things that I don't know about. That too is included in my chiyuv hakaras hatoiv, shtaka bizoicha, to be makir toiv, to appreciate the nisim and the flois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us every day. And we should be zoicha to be able to give shvach v'hoidah to nisim gluyim. Be yisgayel tzedek, b'mehir b'yameinu, amen.